dying of the light.
Ladies style, yeah, all jungle it, all the honey, see. Enough respect to all honey, all the jungle it, see. We bump bars and all the good stuff, yeah. Selector, ease up.
For all the ladies, say yes, call the people that drive me crazy. Listen, I'm coming up cool and deadly. We talk now, we coming up on the MIC.
is Mr. and Mrs. TV Land. DJ Doug and DJ Little His Muffet at your service.
Yeah, no limits. It's secretly our last show for 3 months. We didn't promote it online because we try to keep things low key. But after this, the next 3 months, we are going to specially curate the next 3 months of reruns.
Special. Only the finest headlines for you.
Well, actually,
no clip shows.
No clip shows. My idea is to pick the absolute best and worst episodes.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing in the middle. There's no mediocre episodes.
So all the ones where I'm drunk.
All the ones where all the terrible and wonderful episodes. I'm so distorted here. Hold on.
You sound okay on the...
Oh, yeah, but it's my headphones.
Yeah, no, you sound okay through the headphones and the mic on my end.
All right, we got to fix the headphones.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to pick the best and worst. We're going to pick best and worst.
All right. That's more your department. I will leave that job in your capable hands.
Something we said about...
To please our fans, both of them.
Something we said about bad episodes. Yeah, I might even throw in a few of my early episodes where I knew what the hell I was doing before you were here. I know there's at least one episode where I'm...
BBC before...
Touch tossed.
Before, I don't know, C word for girlfriends. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. Before cunts. before cuckolds. Yes, so it's our last show for the next few months, secretly. Play some music. Sorry, the internet is not allowing me to access our website. We usually post the playlist, so I don't really know what the playlist I just had, but I'm just going to kind of wing it with the records next time.
Yeah, so get your pen and paper ready.
I know. I just played Yikes. The record's called Secrets to the Super Flipping.
That record was sick.
The song is called I Played Four People in the Cars. Yeah, it's a good record. I highly recommend it. It's overpriced, but it's good. I think there might be a CD reissue. I don't know.
But it's also on green vinyl. I don't know if it... Were they all pressed on green vinyl or just the...
Yeah, this is it. This is the only
pressing. This is the only pressing.
Yeah. I don't know how many they made.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's on a... We were like, what color green is that? Because it's kind of too bright of a green
lime
to be
green.
Like a mint green. But it's... No, it's too... Because, like, lime green's more yellow.
Well, the other record was green, too. They're different greens.
Different greens.
So, yeah.
It's a lovely shade of green. It's a lovely shade of green.
It's a good record. I recommend it. Unfortunately, it costs money now. Shouldn't. That's a different story. Pretty record. It's about 10 inches. It's probably one of the few 10 inches I own. It's kind of annoying size. Because you don't know where to put it. Where do you put a 10 inch?
You know, and I feel like...
Where do you put it? It gets lost.
Yeah.
And look, you can't see it because it slips behind the 12s.
Yeah. I have like a little section for my tiny handful of 10 inches that I have, because I agree with you, they're kind of a pain in the butt.
Maybe they don't want to have.
I also feel like you, like, need to make a commitment of, like, are you going to buy 45s, or are you going to buy, like, 12-inch singles, you know?
I played one of my own 12-inch singles.
I have very few 12-inch singles, because also 12-inch singles tend to be more for, like, rap and hip-hop.
Yes.
Singles, but I have a lot of 45s.
Well, on that note, before that, I played Sparks. Yikes, Sparks. It's very similar, right?
Sparks.
That's what I've seen there. That's actually a 12-inch single of Angst in My Pants.
That's right. Because then you congratulated me for noticing to change the speed.
Good job.
Because that is not something I always notice, and then I'm like, why does this sound like this?
It's a maxi 45. Not just a 45 maxi.
Now with wings.
Yeah, you can put it between your garage and stop all those deep flushes or whatever.
Is it sponsored by Paul McCartney?
Yeah, no, there's two legs. Thank you.
Spit out my beer.
I played some Ray Charles live.
That was good.
Concert, a hell of a record. BBC Paramount. Played some the band, Stage Fright. We got the most awesome record cover ever.
Sly Stone. Yeah, that is a sick cover.
Right, going on.
Yes, and has anyone seen the new Sly documentary? We have yet to see it. Let us know what you think.
I'm going to be honest about it.
Call in or type in the comments.
Just dive into like
a power documentary yet? There should be. There should be.
Yeah. I didn't play this, unfortunately. This was in the wrong sleeve.
Nice, okay.
So yeah, I played Sabbath.
Oh, that was dope.
By, Mundo.
Mundo Rare. Yeah, that was awesome. It was like very, like, industrial Sabbath.
Very good, very good.
That was really good.
Start off to say with, Blues for Mr. Jimmy McGriff. I love that track.
Yay!
After that was, Pink Floyd's Saucer Full of Secrets from Saucer Full of Secrets. Same as the record, Saucer Full of Secrets, but look at that cover.
That's so cool. Yeah, very painterly. Was that the Pompeii?
That track is on Pompeii, but the record
on
is
Pompeii,
called Saucer
Full
of Secrets.
Okay, got it.
So yes, there's going to be a reissue of the Life of Pompeii movie coming out at the end of the month. IMAX. So we'll just see it, everybody in the world.
Yes.
With a new 5.1 mix.
Let's go. Let's get a hot pot and then go see it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some IMAX. Maybe like Kabuki. That sounds fun.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, IMAX there.
That's true. We haven't been to Kabuki in a minute.
Trouble some strings.
Yeah, get a little sushi Japanese dinner moment in Japantown. I love that Japanese grocery store. They sell the QP mayo there.
Yes.
I'm so gay for that shit.
And iced tea I like too.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Packer the Billy Kid by Bob Dylan, but she stepped out because you like Bob Dylan.
I needed to excuse myself for that.
UK pressing apparently for $8.
Get it away from me.
I like this dated when I bought it.
Don't,
it's funny.
You know, it's in my 3 feet of personal space.
1719. Yo. That's a good record. All right. Christopherson, he's there, he's hot. Look at him. Oh, yeah.
He was banging.
I fucking banged Christopherson.
Yeah, he can be on your laminated card.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I was pricing 45s the other day and we got a, he did. Yeah. We got a Bruce Springsteen 45.
Cool.
But it was, like, he was, like, we had the original sleeve. A lot of times when we get 45s, the original sleeves are missing
cool
or so damaged, we have to put them in just, you know, like, generic sleeves. But this one still had the original sleeve, and it was probably early 80s Springsteen, where it's like he has, like, the no sleeves on the t-shirt.
This is his
sweatband era.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, the guns are blazing. He looks all, like, oiled up. And, like, I just propped it at, like, my station all day just so just so Bruce could keep me company.
You still gotta look out for that 10-inch record store day, like, one of the first record store days.
Mm-hmm.
Is him doing a live version of Dream Maybe Dream by Suicide.
Oh, man,
it's sold out, like, immediately.
Oh, I'm sure. It's beautiful.
I can't remember who's on the other side.
I mean, it's such an awesome, like, awesome song, and so awesome that he covered that song.
The problem is that all the Springsteen fans bought it and don't give a shit about that song. Just selling it.
They just bought it because it's rare. The Springsteen.
Yeah. So if you keep
Mango Spleen.
That's like one of my rails.
That's one of your holy rails.
Just right. Yeah. Anyway.
Will do, darling.
Yeah, he never released that song ever, by the way. It's like the only legal release of it.
Yeah, because we don't call them imports at, or no, we don't call them bootlegs at Meeves. We call them imports.
I get turned off to Springsteen from the coolest
bootleg. Sorry, I shouldn't give away all our secrets.
Coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life, which I bought at Amoeba Music.
Oh, yeah.
And 1914.
That's the year I was born. 1814.
2009. I bought the coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life. Anyway.
Nice. All right.
You want to play some music, I guess?
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet. We're gonna switch gears a little bit here. I was just feeling some, like, classic punk rock bangers. So that's what you all got in store for you. Some late 70s, early 80s, classic punk, classic hardcore, a lot of California bands. And I brought a few local gems, too, just to sprinkle those in. Absolutely not. I will say with pride that I do not own any fucking Green Day.
Metallica?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why are you...
Grateful Dead.
Why are you giving our listeners this impression of me?
Quicksilver? I don't know.
Third Eye Blind?
Oh, he lives around the corner. No, let's not talk about them.
Actually, I did not bring any Flipper. I guess I...
That's a bummer.
I know I have a Flipper record. I don't know. Maybe that one got lost with yours. We tend to cross-pollinate. Anyway, yeah. Punk classics coming your way.
All right.
Radio Valencia. The Mission District, San Francisco, California.
No limits. Till midnight tonight, and then
you'll get the opportunity to hopefully miss us.
Ish. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we just some chat right if that's cool.
Yeah. Please save me from myself.
All right, here we go. Music. finger and be all coy, and I was like, and now we're on the air.
And now, for something completely different. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries.
Call me Tim.
What velocity of a laden swallow? I feel like someone from another dimension would understand our rudimentary concepts.
Give me a second. I have to alter the dimensional void to like make them work.
Or like, what is the airspeed philosophy of a laden swallow?
You said philosophy.
Velocity
is funnier, though.
Yeah. I have definitely not had any adult beverages tonight.
Philosophy.
That makes two of us.
Yes.
You don't count as an entity, because you're... Well, I mean, are you an entity?
I'm not corporeal.
Yeah, because you're not corporeal. You are ethereal.
It's a Q.
You are... It's like you are omnipresent.
Omnipresent at the same time.
And you have no